You like Jake Gyllenhaal, don't you?
I do.
You dirty devil. He was on the UFC last week. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Claire Butterfield, my lovely wife, and we are your mother and father each and every week on the podcast.
Whether you like it or not.
That's right. And we have these beautiful mugs for sale on our merch store. Go and check them out, mumanddadshow.com. You should go to check them out. They're almost sold out. So,
yay.
Oh, I can't click that. But it is metal. It's very good. But it is very hot coffee
it's
right now.
It's the perfect
so
amount
I
of
can't
coffee.
Touch it. Hello.
Hello, darling.
40 degrees. You're extremely pregnant, as you are each and every week. How you doing?
I feel like pregnancy is my identifier now.
It is.
It's so boring.
I can't wait to have another 6 kids with you.
Oh, it used to be having a fat ass, but now it's just being a bit ugly.
Who's got the fat ass?
No one said I've got
I've got the fat ass. I've got a tiny ass.
Littlefoot's got a fat ass.
Littlefoot's got a fat ass. I wanted to talk about a few things. Number one, you had another breakdown the other day over chicken chippies.
Fuck.
How do you feel post chicken chippy breakdown?
On the day I felt ashamed and now I just feel numb.
Well, you were in the car. We were staying at your parents' house,
house sitting, so the stresses were on.
And you broke down. You said, Butterfield. You fucking dog. I need chicken chippies. If you don't know what chicken chippies are, like, wake
you're
up
not
yourself.
Living.
They're also known as chicken goujongs. I don't know why they're called that. They're absolutely delicious, all right? They're little
they're
chicken.
Delicacy.
They're like little chicken strips, right?
Mm.
But in the shape of chips.
Mm.
Bigger chips. Big thick chips. And by chips, I mean fries, if you're from America. Now, chicken chippies are served all over the world.
Yes, they're a
but
delicacy.
In our area, it's known as henny penny. Oh, yes. Beautiful henny penny chicken chippies. Gabe, bring up a henny penny chicken chip for little Dickon, please. And we were driving. Where were we going? We were heading home.
Home.
And
the
you've
breakdown
gone,
here.
Right, listen up, fuckwit.
I was hungry.
We gotta go and get chicken chippies, bro.
Don't go all Husey on me.
You've even gone as far as contacting Uber Eats and demanding... And demanding that Henny Penny starts to service you.
Yes, I did. And I forgot about that. They didn't get back to me.
And you aren't the you haven't been the only one, apparently.
No,
what
a
did
few
it say?
People, apparently a few people have asked for Henny Penny in our religion to get off their bucks and to bloody deliver to fatties like me who want to have chicken chips as a treat once a week with extra chicken salt.
Please.
How hard is it?
That is the chicken. Oh, he's got the menu. Oh, this is going to be dangerous.
Oh.
Holy.
Oh, look at the poos.
Oh, they're beautiful little poos.
Wow.
Okay.
Having a party.
Oh, no. We should have done that for the bloody, what's it called?
Baby
chicken
shower.
For the baby shower. There's chicken popcorn, which is just, you know,
that's some
popcorn
bullshit.
Chicken ripoff. Chicken chippies, large, $10. Is that
worth
what we're paying for that?
Worth every cent.
That's an outrage, Dickie.
Thank you, Patreon.
Didn't you order a garlic bread the other night too, just from Domino's? Just one garlic bread?
Listen, third trimester's been hard.
It has been hard.
I've tried not to be a whingy bitch, but
you're
I'm in pain,
every day
and I feel disgusting. And I didn't want to be a huge fatty and get Domino's pizza for myself with you on keto.
Why?
And I
you
was
can
like,
do that.
Oh, nah, it just feels dirty.
Yeah.
When you're looking all shredded and cool.
Dirty dingo.
Eating your healthy food and I'm like, oh yeah, me Domino's arrived. And I slug up and down the stairs with me
pizza. You don't slug. You're doing great.
So I was like, no, I'll do my relatively okay pizza, which is probably the same calories anyway. And then
it actually is the same calories.
So
you should just get Domino's.
I ordered just a little garlic bread.
Oh, I know.
On the side, and they cancelled it.
So I was doing a podcast. This was last week, Gabe. And,
And the podcast went for 15 hours because your dad was here and you couldn't tell him we shut down at 6. We shut down for 6 for dinner.
We do shut at 6 for dinner here. And we just kept going. And Dixon's like, right, I'm going to. She's like, this is literally, and you know, you probably think I'm making fun of her here. This is literally a quote. She goes, I'm going to fuck up this garlic bread. I'm going to fuck this garlic bread up. And so I come up the stairs and I'm like, we have got garlic bread in the fridge, the freezer.
Shit garlic bread.
And you're like, oh, fucking that garlic bread, you fucking
he
dog
sounded,
Butterfield.
Yeah, you sounded like a mum with the kids on the way home from soccer being like, can we get Macca's? No, we've got nuggets at home, you shit cunt. And I was like, I do have to
be your mother every
now and
then.
I don't want your shitty garlic bread, Butterfield.
But I did cook your garlic bread in the oven and I cooked it for a less amount of time and it wasn't crispy. It was nice and soft like the Domino's one.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, they cancelled on you because it was too small of an order. They could have just thrown.
That's why they're just like, yes. Nah, you're not paying enough.
Yes.
I wonder what's like as small of an order we could do on Uber Eats. If I went on Uber Eats right now.
Oh, a bubble tea. I've done that before.
You have done that. And you can get coffee.
So why couldn't you do coffee's $10 now anyway.
It's probably the Domino's deliver their own stuff. So they kind of cheap out that way.
Yes.
No, they have
Yeah, but maybe that's why.
They're on Uber Eats.
Because I wasn't using their plebs to drive it around.
Yeah.
But I think when an Uber Eats goes through to Domino's, welcome to Domino's chat.
Some will say delivered by a restaurant.
They're always really nice, the delivery drivers from Domino's.
They're fucking handsome people.
This is always a mistake and they're always nice and they're like, I'll go back and get the Pepsi Max. And like,
oh, yeah, they're running a fucking, they're running a scam there. they never bring the Pepsi Max.
No, they never bring your add-ons, you fucking people.
Oh, they sell oven chips now.
Oven chips.
Okay, the garlic bread's $4. Do you want garlic bread this afternoon? Will you eat some?
No. And that, what's for dinner? What should we do? I don't know what we should do now.
What are we going to do, a stir fry?
Stir fry. All right. Nah, the garlic bread won't melt.
It won't. It won't mesh.
No.
It will not mesh. But yeah, Claire's.
I will not yield.
We've had an interesting week because there's been a lot of stresses. First of all, we are out of the house, which is never good for us.
Never good.
We're staying at Claire's parents' house, which they have a beautiful house, but it's not ours, so we freak out.
The autism was flaring.
We do that everywhere. It doesn't matter where we stay. We stay in 5-star resorts, whatever, all over the world. In Hawaii, remember when we went to Hawaii and we wanted to come home? We were there and we left 3 days early because we were over it. But you were also having morning sickness, so that's fair enough.
Palm trees, everyone's drinking cocktails. And I was like, oh, I'm so sick of the fucking beach. Let's just go home. I was sick of it. And I was sick.
And you know, if Claire said that to me, you'd probably think my reaction was like, we've paid all this money to come all the way to Roy near you. But my reaction was, yes, yeah, let's.
We were sick of it. We were going to the beach every day.
Fucking listen. Like, I'm sick of being sandy and wet.
Yeah, it's really overrated, the tropical holidays. So overrated.
Gabe would hate the beach. You're from the country. You'd hate the beach.
Oh, I don't mind it. I like having a beach nearby. Better than a river.
Better than a river. That's
that
true.
That is true.
Claire tried to dip her feet in a river recently and it was fucking...
Got covered in duck shit. It's good for the baby.
Good for the baby. Good for the brand.
Oh, my God. It is good for the brand. I love me ducks. You do it so good.
Oh, should we tell? I don't know if I can tell this story. It is hot in here. I don't know if I can tell this story about what I did with that duck yesterday, last night.
It's pretty funny.
So we're all aware of what a mangina is.
Got a mangina.
It's where you, Gabe, you know manginas, where you stick your balls and penis between your legs and just look like you got a fanny.
It's a delicacy.
Well, I did that last night as Claire was walking out of the bathroom.
For the 18th time.
Doing a whittle. And I had one of these duck statues that we have in the place where my penis would be.
Just the head of a duck.
Just had a little head of a duck. This is what happens in our house.
So cute.
People would walk past our house and hear us yelling and screaming about weird shit. Like not in any anger or anything like that.
No.
Just being weird. And they must think like it's the most violent household in New South Wales because all we do is just run. Well, not all the time. Sometimes we get in moods where we like run around the house. For, I don't know. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense unless you're there. But yes, we're very weird people. But most couples are weird with each other. I think if you can't be weird with your partner, then it's not going to last. Are you weird with your partner, Goob?
I'm not that weird. Ah. I'm not sticking ducks where my dick is.
Not gonna
last. You haven't lived.
Not gonna last.
You gotta do it.
Nah, we laugh about dumb shit. I think everyone does.
You gotta.
Yeah.
You can't be too serious.
No.
No, you can't be too serious. What's in my mouth? A bit of plastic.
Bit of pube.
How did plastic get in my damn mouth? We're seeing some weird couples on MAFS at the moment, that's for sure.
That fucking show.
But you know what's made it all better? I'll get back to MAFS in a minute.
Yeah.
The cheese tax.
The cheese tax.
The cheese tax. You got another cheese. It is the best song.
Have you heard of that yet, Goob?
And we saw it before it went viral.
You saw it. I don't have TikTok.
I showed you.
I don't support TikTok.
No, nor do I, but it's a great way to get people to come to your shows.
Mm.
It's very annoying. Don't get me wrong, I want it banned. I want that Chinese fucking...
Something weird's going to come out about
it. They'll have to. Well, they just actually banned it for all American government phones.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
So if China acts with any aggression, I think I think they will actually put it.
Not that we think they will. You're cooking when the cheese comes out, this
puppy comes looking. The rules are the rules. And the facts are the facts. Cheese comes out. Gotta be relaxed. Cheese tax, the cheese tax. Who? Things might get ugly. I can get really loud. Buy our little merchie.
I don't know who is the guy that made that song. Does it have a name?
On the video I'm on, it was only uploaded 13 hours ago.
Well, who did the original Cheese Tax video? Because he's got songs
by,
about
by Puppy Songs. Is who is what it says.
If you can, are you on TikTok now?
I'm on
YouTube.
If you went to the TikTok, the original one, he has a page where all he does is songs about his dogs.
What a beautiful human.
But no, that's a great song. Maths, how's it treating you?
Oh, I'm living for Harrison's commentary.
I got a comment. I'll try and find it while I'm talking about it. I got a comment that apparently Harrison's a good dude.
I reckon he would be. Gabe and I have said that. I reckon he's probably an all right mate, but he'd just be a fucking foul mate.
We should try and get him on
as a mate. Woman, like a mate mate.
We should try and get him on the potty when he
I don't think he'd fit through the door. He's looking big.
He's huge, bro.
He's fucking using that body bronzer like there's no tomorrow.
So we put up a video that Gabe edited last night, and it was about dating footballers.
It was a great edit, by the way.
People were mad at us, though.
Why?
Yeah, they're the ones that always get the views.
Who was fucking mad?
Picking on people again. Two lame asses, dumb Dickie and bullshit Butterfield. That's from Anthony Onifer.
Get fucked.
Oh, my God. Look at that. He's posted. That's like he's posted a vagina.
Oh, who's vag? Oh, okay.
Ooh, I'm going to fucking. That's,
I'm not going to say anything. That's. I might upset him.
That's outrageous. That's
our
what that
whole
is.
Channel is making fun of things. Well, we're making the world a more light-hearted place.
I don't know how people freak out about that type of shit, but yeah, coming from a bloke, this is funny because we said in the video that all footballers and tradies punch their wives, and someone Paul Peterson said, coming from a bloke whose father was a professional footballer, maybe this is speaking from experience. Yeah, no, mum actually beat the shit out of dad.
Amen to that.
What about this, Jamie Darra? He said, been married for 5 minutes, Isaac, and you're picking on the tradies. Insecure much? Not everyone has the privilege to sit in front of a screen for a living.
We said we like tradies.
I mean,
not in the clip.
Not in the clip. We didn't. But if you watch the full video. Being married.
This is
for
what's
5 minutes.
Hilarious because Gabe had a because we're talking about relationships. Gabe had a had a point when I got cancelled last time that I should actually include all the context in jokes.
No, we want the views.
But Gabe makes the clip and doesn't include the context. So
he knows
there
what
you
we're
go.
Like.
You fucking goober. Tradies make this country, from Murray Joseph Wall. That's a very biased and fucked up attitude. You're becoming irrelevant, Isaac. That's from Stuart McDonald. Fucking.
Do you want to know who's irrelevant?
Oh, my
Dean
God.
Dean Wells.
Look at Stuart.
Who is this creature? Most wanted.
Allegedly. He's not really. It's a joke. Yeah. He looks like someone that would live under your house.
He looks like a dude we'd meet on one of our ghost hunts.
Yeah, who lives in the house. Or a ghost.
Oh, he shared a thing about a staffy and a bird. He mustn't be all bad.
He's talking shit about me.
Oh, if you hate us, mate, get fucked, but keep liking dogs.
Keep liking birds. How's Kizzy going this week?
She's still needing a home.
Josh Ryan said, "Oi, my wife loved the Woolies roses." We also made fun of people with who buy Woolies roses.
I buy Woolies roses.
I don't know where the comment. I don't know where the comment wound about. What are you laughing about, Gabe?
People take it so seriously.
People take it way too seriously.
I'm
it's hilarious.
Fucking joking. Everyone buys flowers at Woolies. You fucking morons.
People see someone say something on Facebook and they take it like someone's just spat in their face, and they need to go in there and just attack immediately.
I'm clearly joking.
I don't know if you are, babe. I don't know if you are. And I'm a former footballer, and my dad was a footballer, and I've worked on
and
a building
both
site.
Both of you have flogged me.
Christmas Day, we just go rant. No, that sounds
we
sexual.
We hit each other with hams.
Now, we went this morning to a very beautiful place.
What did we do this morning?
Well, let me tell you about it. We went to
Woolies. Sorry.
Well, there goes the fucking
sorry.
The loot in.
Sorry.
We went somewhere quiet. and quank this morning. We went to Woolworths during the autism hour.
How good is it?
Oh, how good's autism hour at Woolies? So if you don't know what autism hour at Woolies is, it's basically when all the Instagram influencers go down there. No, it's what they dim the lights and they make it really quiet. There's no music on. It's for people who may have autism or they don't like having like a lot of people around, all that type of stuff. Gabe, you're excited.
I thought you were just cracking a joke.
No. True.
Yeah.
So they dim all the lights. Good. What else do they do? That's probably about it. Stop the music. It's the pretty
staff
quiet.
Get undressed.
The staff are nude. So I like to go to the deli and just look at breasts while I buy chicken breasts. Can I have a kilo of those thighs? The chicken thighs? Yeah, if I wanted a kilo of yours, it'd be an extra couple of kilos. Who's that, Devin? Are your flaps just happy to see me? Kransky.
We make each other laugh.
Oh, you got to laugh. You got to laugh or you got to cry. Mum says that all the time. You got to laugh or cry. No, Gran says that. You got to laugh or cry.
Oh, fuck.
It was a good place. It's nice.
I like going down there at that time.
It seems cooler.
It's where my people are.
It's it. And we ran into some people we knew, which was funny. We didn't know that it was that time of day.
That time of the day.
But we're glad it was.
That's
it
when the legends shop. They should do that everywhere.
Have an autism hour.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree. What about at brothels? Should they have autism hour?
Wait for you to say something. As soon as I said it, being serious, I could see your eyes light up with the opportunity.
Now I've been getting the whole attempted cancellations everywhere. Like at
what
the
for now?
Well, I did tell you this the other day. I'm going to talk about it on stage when I write my new hour. But there was there was a few people. M word.
M.
No.
M for move milk.
Move milk. There was a couple of people who didn't like my autism joke that I posted. And there was a few autistic people who were making TikToks about how I shouldn't be making autism jokes.
They did well to make the TikTok.
Wow. How dare you say that about retards? That's fucked.
Fuck you and fuck you all these roses.
I'm going to go down there next week to Woolworths during autism hour and let off some fucking firecrackers. No.
Shit.
But the thing is, and the truth is, with the autism stuff is, as we've said before, all the autistic people who go to shows, they fucking love it.
Absolutely.
There's one dude who
I have a few friends that go to the like regularly to your shows, and one of them we talk about autism all the time, and he's a fucking legend. He goes with his mum.
Yeah.
Typical.
Who's a fucking hottie.
And he's the loveliest dude with glasses, and we've chatted on Instagram a few times. He loves it, so the rest can get fucked.
There's one guy on the Gold Coast, and he's autistic, and you can tell. He's loud and proud.
They're the best ones.
And he says it all the time. He's always in comment sections defending me about autism, so I appreciate that. But as we know, I've got an autistic brother and an autistic producer. Hello, Gabe.
An autistic wife.
And all autistic friends. Everyone who I consider a friend is autism.
Everyone's on the spectrum.
But I consider it something not to avoid making jokes about,
and
because it's very real.
Non-verbal as well.
My brother's the real autism.
That's the thing.
I've got ADHD and I couldn't concentrate in class. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, everyone's got that.
You know. Oh my god, I can remember pi to 14 places. Like proper autism is something that is very, very difficult to have an existence with. So that's why I make fun of it, because it's something very real.
You grew
real.
Up with it your whole life.
Yeah, it's something very real in my life. Yep. So, you know, you can get on there and you can attack me all you want.
Yeah.
But
they haven't actually lived it, so they can suck a dick.
Yeah, exactly. At least my brain's operating at full capacity.
Oh, mine's not. I can't think I've got hate for the Woolies Road. It's clearly a joke. If people think that's bad, like, oh my god,
that's something I often wonder, like, how boring are your conversations that you think that shit's bad?
What do they talk about?
What do you talk about?
Like, I get more hooted talking to like the neighbors.
The shit that we talk, even watching like something like maths,
like
the jokes that we make are heinous, horrendous.
Like, I wanted to live stream it, but I think we get our house friendly Geordied.
Yeah, I know. It is. I was talking to him this morning.
How's he doing?
He's good.
What a legend.
He said to me he's safe, which is good.
Fucking losers.
We're having a good chat. So good on
you. Support friendly Geordies.
Good on you, Jordan. He's doing really well. He's getting heaps of views from America. I think it's from America anyway. It's sort of since his house was burned down, it's Which is Australia never, is doing never well. Good. He's really picked up in the views. So maybe that's something I should do for our channel, just burn the house down. Maybe I'll burn Gabe's house down.
I just planted some daisies.
I'll burn Gabe's house down instead.
Oh.
Isaac Butterfield burns down my house. That'll get me some subs off the bat.
It would. Yeah. What can we call me? I don't want to call you, I don't like the boss word, but like, how could you clickbait that?
I just think your name's clickbait enough.
Fair enough. Yes.
Racist comedian.
World-renowned racist, up there with Hitler.
Same, apparently.
Toblerones. You wanted to talk about Toblerones.
That's right. I knew we had some other topic. So producer Gabe and I had a little look as well.
Oh, no.
And I thought I got clickbaited. I thought that they were changing the whole shape of the Toblerone. They're just removing, from what I understand, feel free to correct me, one of yous, I think they're just getting rid of the mountains on the packaging and making the actual product smaller. Gabe, was I right in saying that, do you think?
Something like that. See, yeah. Aren't they normally a proper triangle shape? Yes. This one's a bit more rectangular.
Now, I'm no expert on business, but I'll say this. One of the best ways to make more money in business is to, if you're making a product, make less of it and sell it for more. It's a great way to make
more
money.
Our mugs are going to get smaller.
Yeah, our mugs are going to be, they're going to be like little just espresso shots next time.
But yeah, I thought that, I saw it when we were at the gym. I was like having a look and I was like, oh my God, that is fucking topical.
And how dare you walk on the treadmill at the gym looking at chocolates?
Oh, the stuff I look at the gym is disgusting.
Houses in Texas, Toblerones. And what about you're getting a bit of heat?
What for now?
You got it yesterday. I won't say from who.
Woolies again. Oh, no.
What?
The look I got.
Nah.
We won't mention that. Jesus Christ.
That's why we're going in autism hour.
Yes.
You got a bit of heat from someone, I can't remember who it was, about you exercising whilst pregnant.
Oh, yes. Sorry, my nose. I'm so sweaty. I'm going to look gross for this.
It wasn't heat. It was just like someone was like, oh,
People are weird about exercising when you're pregnant, but then they're also weird about, I don't know, you can't win with anything, can you?
Well, everyone's got their own opinions, and we've found like with the algorithms when it comes to Instagram and TikTok and shit, like even YouTube, we're starting to get a lot more pregnancy stuff, obviously. Claire is about to thrust a child into the world.
Mm.
Now,
a bigot baby.
The thing is, like, a bigot baby? The thing is, with any opinion, you're going to have people on either side, whether it's politics, right or left, whatever, right? Oh. It's the same with babies.
Yep.
So every single opinion out there, there is so many people who are like, no, that is incorrect with everything, and they have the vastly opposite opinion.
Yep.
So you're copping that with you still.
With walking
in
the
heat. Yeah, you've been exercising this entire pregnancy, and you have been pregnant for 230 days
feels
or something.
Like years.
It's almost a year, but you've exercised almost every day.
Yeah, a little.
Only recently you haven't been doing it every day, every second day thereabouts.
Yeah.
And how much weight have you put on through this pregnancy? Because I've been counting.
Kilos. I know
I've been counting.
And I'm scared to get too big because Isaac's going to get Devon and fucking face palm it into me.
Devon? I have locked the fridge. No, but you've only put on 10 kilos.
10 kgs so far.
Which is like,
if Henny Penny delivered, it would be more.
But, I mean, one of the old sort of adages was you're eating for two, and that's garbage. You can't. But one of the reasons I think pregnant women put on so much weight is because you feel so shit all the time that you just eat and you eat little amounts and, you know, you keep eating calories all day to stop feeling shit.
It's a good excuse.
It makes complete sense.
It's a good excuse, too, to just be like, fuck it, I'm pregnant, I'm eating the whole Kit Kat because I've done that too.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with smashing a whole Kit Kat if you feel like it, but just don't do it every day.
But I just think you should exercise for your bub as well to help you through the birth and whatnot and keep your mental health flowing.
So my idea behind it was, mental health, overall cardiovascular fitness, but the baby also benefits from you being cardiovascularly fit. If your heart's working, their heart's working.
Exactly.
And my thought is, if your baby's preemie, and its heart needs to be working harder than a baby who was born at full term or something else happens, you need to give it the best chance at life.
Yeah.
Or not even just the best chance at life, but the best chance to fight off whatever is happening or whatever they're going through. And the best way to do that is to create a healthy cardiovascular system from the get-go, and that's what you've done. And I'm very, very proud of you for doing
that. Thank you, darling.
Well done.
What about that chick you showed me? There was this fit, amazing woman. I wouldn't
I'll send it to Gabe.
Oh,
this is
this
crazy.
CrossFit chick.
Yeah, I'll just send you the link.
This is what people... So I've just been doing gentle exercise, my bike and walking, and that's it. So spin bike and walking, right? Nothing crazy.
Yeah, just burning cows.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep as lean as possible without blowing out. And this chick...
Aren't we fucking all?
Yeah, pretty much. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
So you're going to get fat or not.
But people are acting like I'm doing this shit, and this poor woman gets hate for what she's doing. But I think a lot of people are just misinformed. Like, I myself looked at this and went, ooh, that, is that a bit much being pregnant? But I don't know her medical details. I'm sure she's fine to be doing it.
Hang on, keep talking.
I hope so.
Would, yeah. Like, I personally wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't go on there and go, you're a fucking cunt for fucking
you're a bitch, how fucking dare you.
Oh, God.
This isn't exactly it, but this is close enough. Gabe, I'll just send it to your... Your facey messenger?
Yeah.
Claire, fill the void.
Kizzy still needs a home. I will not stop. I will not stop.
I would like to talk about dogs after we watch this.
Aw.
If we can.
Talk dirty to
talk me. About little Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's bring it up. So this isn't exactly what you were talking about, but this is an interesting one. Nine months pregnant, deadlifting 350 pounds.
What a bad bitch.
And 350 pounds is 350 lbs to kilos is 158 kilos. So she's deadlifting 158 kilos and she's full 9 months pregnant. But this other chick was doing full CrossFit. So look at this. Look, Paul, it's actually very, very impressive.
It is.
It is.
But all these fucking chicks are then harassing her for it.
So
if she's been cleared by her, sorry to interrupt, but if she's been cleared by her OBGYN and wanted to do that, fucking go for it, doll.
Imagine if it was on here and Gabe had already commented on it and gone, fuck, you look so good, babe.
Or it's me. You bitch.
You think you're better than me?
Eat some chicken. Eat some chicken.
Deadlift a bag of barbecue chicken and then get back to me. Ah, it doesn't count because two people lifted.
Shut up, Scott.
Gabe said without his microphone on. How good's that? That's fantastic. Wow. Rosie's having some issues at the moment, and I wanted to give a bit of a call out to the people.
Yes.
She's been crooked. She's had Cushing's disease now for about a year, and we finally got her disease under control. So what it is it's a brain tumour, which is pretty full on. A tumour on the pituitary gland that a lot of people have, and it's not going to kill her. Well, I mean, it's not good for her.
No.
It's not like one of these things where it's if we don't cut it out tomorrow, she's going to die. But what it is it releases too much cortisol into her system, which is a stress hormone. It made her drink a lot, like constantly drinking. And she would go to the toilet all the time. So we'd have to make sure we didn't leave the house for more than an hour to get back and let her out. And just stressful for her and us. But
she's been so brave.
She has. And after 30 vet visits, maybe not 30, maybe literally 15 to 20 vet visits.
Easily.
Specialists, all that type of stuff. We finally got it under control. So she's only, drinking a normal amount of water, only going to the toilet 3 or 4 times a day, like all day, which is, I guess, pretty normal for a dog. Now she's having issues, which she was having before as well. And part of the Cushing's is you actually lose a lot of muscle mass. And she lost a lot of strength in her back legs.
Which
exacerbated arthritis. And we found out yesterday she's got arthritis of the spine, basically a bit of a spur compressing her spinal cord, which is causing her...
Agony.
Real agony. Like, she can't sit down at the moment.
Yeah.
So to get her to sit down, I have to actually pick her up and lay her down.
Daddy picks her up and does a little daddy lay down.
Daddy lay down.
I hold her little head and we smooth her down. Bed. On her $300 bed,
We bought her a $300 posturpedic bed. Which she absolutely deserved.
Absolutely. She's perfect.
At the moment, she's on a heap of painkillers because we just don't want to get her. And you know what I'm like with painkillers? I want, obviously I don't want her on heaps of chemicals, but it is what it is. She's also on CBD oil.
Yes.
We, if you have any recommendations, this is the whole call out. If you have any recommendations for, she's also on an antidepressant, which apparently helps with nerve pain.
Obviously, I'm interested to see how that goes.
Yeah. So it's an SSRI that helps with blocking out nerve pain. We were looking into this other arthritis injection, which stops the
pain receptors
going to the brain from a certain part of the body.
Yes.
All that type of stuff. But let us know if you've got any other supplements. And she is a fucking picky eater too. So spreading like glucosamine on a food isn't that great. I'm going to have to look at other sort of pills and stuff like that. Like, and just stick down her throat. Because at the moment, girl, I'm just the poor thing. Oh, I wake up every morning.
Tell them your routine.
And I give her about 5 tablets. Oh. And she just, I don't know if she's like
she
understanding.
She is a bit office.
She's a bit office. Yeah. A bit off me. She, all that happens every single morning is I walk out and I test a gag reflex by just jamming my fingers down her throat. Oh. The poor thing. She's like, oh, hey, Dad. So bad. But let us know if your dog had arthritis issues. Let us know what helped you. We're very interested to know.
Senior dog owners.
Yeah, they're
little
beautiful.
Babies. And, also a wheat pack recommendation for her because she's sharing mine at the moment.
And that shit's got
to
stop.
And my, I give it to her, which is fine, but my ribs are in agony and I want it back.
Yeah, so what a bitch.
No, she has it, but I have been putting that on her lower back and her booty and doing little massages on her legs that I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, she's going to a physio on Friday too, so that'll be good.
I hope that
helps. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help out Rosie's campaign, buy the merch.
No, literally it is.
It all goes to her at the moment.
It's all for Rosie.
I think we spent like $2,000 on her this week.
I know.
It's going good.
It's worth it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. This podcast is available on Spotify and iTunes, depending where you get your podcast from. It's also available on YouTube, and we appreciate you. Dickie?
Sorry for being so sweaty during this one.
Fuck, it's hot. We'll see you next time.
Like
Chulu, well, it is 45 degrees outside. We'll see you next time. Suck us off. Bye.
Take care. Bye.